So World Elder Abuse Awareness Day is coming up, and could you just tell us a little bit about why this day is significant and maybe how it affects people here in Redwood County?
Sure. World Elder Abuse Day is celebrated each year, and it's on June 15th every year. And it's really supposed to be a call to action for individuals, for organizations, and for communities to raise awareness about the issue of abuse, neglect, and exploitation of older members of our community. It's one of those issues that really isn't talked about a lot. It's very underreported. And so I kind of like to use the month of June, actually, to put out information about elder abuse and what we can do about it.
How common is it?
You know, I guess there's a difference between how common is it and how often is it reported. The statistics say from my research that every year an estimated 5 million or 1 in 10 older Americans experience elder abuse, neglect, or exploitation. However, for every case reported, it says as many as 23.5 cases go unreported. So it's one of those hidden crimes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if you look at specifically, let's talk about physical or sexual abuse of the elderly. First off, they're elderly people, and I'm saying vulnerable adults. You know, there's elderly, which that can be from 60 on up, from 55 on up, depending on. But we're really talking mainly about what we'd consider vulnerable adults or the vulnerable elderly. They maybe live in a residential facility, have developmental disabilities. They live in an intermediate care facility, receive services in their home, or maybe they require help in caring for and protecting themselves. But because they're very vulnerable, they may also be isolated, and it's sometimes hard to know if they're being mistreated or if their abuse or the signs of abuse may be just normal everyday things happening to somebody who is a vulnerable person.
So neglect would sort of overlap into that?
Neglect definitely overlaps into that, yes.
Okay.
And actually, what is maybe more prominent than neglect by a caregiver can be self-neglect. And while that isn't a crime, it's certainly an issue to be thinking about also as we're thinking about elders in our lives. With things such as physical or sexual abuse, you know, elders do tend, if they're more frail, their skin can tear more easily. They get bumps or bruise marks more easily as you get older. They may fall more frequently due to balance issues, due to more frailness in their physique, things like that. And I think with sexual abuse of elders, we kind of like to pretend it doesn't exist because they are in such a vulnerable state. It's like when we think of children under the age of 3 or 4 being sexually abused. It just, we can't even fathom how that could occur. And yet it does occur in different places. And so recognizing the signs can be really hard. Very often, too, you might have an elder who is nonverbal. If their abuser is their caregiver, they might be afraid to talk about it because they are dependent on that caregiver for their life, you know, their lives, basically, for their everyday cares, for how they are treated, for all their financial needs. And so it can be really hard to, quote, tell on that person for fear of retaliation.
One type of abuse that people might not even think of as abuse is financial.
And actually, that is what we at the county attorney's office actually see the most in the area of elder abuse and being prosecuted. And that is the most reported, according to Nicole Longton, who works with elder abuse at the Southwest Minnesota Health and Human Services Department. That is what you hear about the most. And that usually is when somebody that the person trusts and knows them, very often a family member, a trusted friend or longtime friend who is responsible for their everyday care, maybe responsible for their money, and chooses, instead of spending it on them, spends it on themselves. And this can often run into thousands and thousands of dollars, even a lifetime of savings, where the money is just kind of slowly filtered away for their own use. And sometimes it can take a while before it's ever even noticed that the money is gone.
So suppose that there's somebody out there who suspects that maybe a family member or a neighbor is being abused, and they feel a need that they have to get involved somehow. What are some things that people can do?
Well, the number one thing they can do is they can make a report to the Minnesota Adult Abuse Reporting Center, and I'm going to provide the number for that right now. It's 844-880-1574, and that's to report any suspicion of abuse, neglect, or financial exploitation of a vulnerable adult. Keep in mind, it is not our job to investigate. That is the job of the professionals. If you know or suspect of some type of abuse going on, make that report so that an investigation can happen.
Here's a awkward question. Suppose that somebody suspects that their elderly neighbor is being abused in some way. The investigators step in. They conclude that, yeah, there's something going on here, and the person doesn't want any help.
Once there's evidence brought forward of a crime having been committed, it's kind of out of that person's hands if they're a vulnerable adult.
Okay.
If they're, let's say it's the area of self-neglect or somebody, yes, that they trust is filtering money away, and maybe they don't, you don't want any help at that time, and they're just saying, you know what, I'm fine with them having the money,
mm-hmm.
you know, then it might not meet the standard of a crime. But if they're a vulnerable person, then that's a different story when somebody else would step in, whether it's social services, law enforcement, mm-hmm. An evidentiary report could be made to law enforcement and given to the county attorney's office to look at for charges.
So define what you mean by a vulnerable adult. How would that be different than somebody saying, okay, you've investigated and now leave me alone?
A vulnerable adult, again, it means that they're currently, and these are the standards, it's a person 18 years of age or older who is currently living in a residential facility, meaning a nursing home, hospital, intermediate care facility, a home for persons with developmental disabilities, adult foster care, or receive services in their home or requires help in caring for and protecting themselves. That is pretty much the definition of a vulnerable adult. And, you know, and I can think back of a time a long time ago where an elderly person I knew, you know, talked to me about some issues that where she felt like she was being exploited by some neighbor kids. And, you know, I talked to somebody at Human Services and they're like, she is not a vulnerable adult. And so, you know, she has to make a choice to stand up to those people.
Okay.
And that's where maybe a family member getting involved could help. You know, instead of her having to feel like she needs to stand up to those kids, maybe it could have been another family member or it could have been myself standing up to those kids going, hey, this isn't okay. She doesn't like it. She's afraid to say no to you, though. You know, can you not be doing that at this time?
So World Elder Abuse Awareness Day is June 15th. And what is your point in trying to publicize it? What are you trying to hope for by talking here today?
Yeah, that's a good question. I really think one of the things we can do is working on maybe addressing one of the root causes of elder abuse, and that is social isolation. The vulnerable and elderly may be very isolated. You may not realize that they don't have somebody to go to with issues that are affecting them. Maybe they don't have family that live close by. Maybe their friends have all passed on. They've moved away. And not everybody's comfortable getting out and making new friends, having a social life, getting involved in things. And so by us trying to address that social isolation, we can in turn hopefully prevent neglect and exploitation, or at least become aware of it if it's happening, that if they know they have somebody to talk to. And what that means is that we as community members, and that means members of churches, members of organizations, figure out, is there somebody in your neighborhood, somebody in your church that could use a friend, that you could get involved with, that you could be there for, even to check in once a day, once a week, whatever the case may be, and that you could really help them out by being that support person. Because if you're not a support person, what happens is they may become subject to somebody with ill intentions,
mm-hmm.
trying to step in and fill that loneliness for them. You can also check in with the local program called ACE, which is the Redwood County Aging and Volunteer Services. Be sure to contact Ann. Her number is 507-627-1024. 1-6. And they have both programs for the elderly and also areas where others can volunteer to assist elders. It also can be a social outlet for elders when they get together and volunteer for a common cause. And so that would be something, too, that you could do at this time to provide services to elderly folks just in the local community.
Okay. What am I forgetting to ask? What do you want people to know I haven't asked about?
I wanted to take some time to really list what some forms of adult maltreatment are. It could be physical or emotional acts that harm or intend to harm a person, maybe words or gestures that harm or intend to harm, forcing a vulnerable adult to perform services for the advantage of another. In the area of neglect, it could be not providing enough food, clothing, shelter, health care, or supervision for the elderly person. Or that financial exploitation could be unauthorized use of the vulnerable adult's money or property.
Okay, if anyone wants more information, where can they go?
Well, I talked about Mark and I talked about ACEs, but you can also contact me. And I'm Denise Kirchhoff. I'm the Crime Victim Services Coordinator at the Redwood County Attorney's Office. My phone number is 637-1399, or you can check us out on the Redwood County website.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Josh.